Okay, ma'am. I'm unable to get in touch with the tech. The most that I'm going to be able to do is send an email over to the installation office and to the tech, requesting that the tech please contact the customer to request an estimated time of arrival, or to provide the customer with an estimated time of arrival. And I apologize for this delay as I get this email set up to send over to the installation office and to the tech. And again, what was your name?
Lori.
Lori, okay.
So you do have the inventory for the dryer then, just not the washer?
There is a pickup signature on the order, so it looks like it was picked up.
Okay.
So let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
Okay, no problem.
And again, I apologize for this delay. And again, I thank you for your patience.
No problem.
Okay, I've sent that email over to the installation office as well as to the tech requesting that the customer please be contacted. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
Okay, so did they actually have the dryer, just not the washer, correct?
It appears that, like I mentioned, there is a pickup signature on the order, so I can only assume that, yes, the tech did pick up the product and would be delivering and installing the product. There's nothing on the order indicating any problems otherwise.
Okay.
But the install for the washing machine is in canceled status.
Right.
But, yeah, the order does indicate that the tech would have picked up the product, and he should have it on his truck, so that would indicate that he should be going out to the customer's residence for sure.
Okay, and you'll have him call the customer directly?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
No,
okay.
That's it.
I'd like to thank you for calling XPO. You're welcome. It was my pleasure to assist you. I hope you have a good day and happy holidays.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.